Patient name, Ximena, spelled X-I-M-E-N-A. Last name, Espinoza, E-S-P-I-N-O-Z-A. Date of birth, 10-1 of 21. Date of service, 2-21 of 24. This is a 2-year-old female patient. She's here today. Mom and Dad bring her in. She's had a complaint of bilateral itchy ears. No fevers. Mom thinks she has a bit of a rash on the bottom of her feet as well. Mom also states there's been some loss of appetite. However, no change in her play ability or her activities. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She's toileting well. No other issues. Period. New paragraph. Vital signs, pulse 75, respiration 20, temperature 97, oxygenation 92. But she's squirming around in the room quite a bit during trying to assess the vital signs and during the assessment as well. Her weight today is 35 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history. Lives with mom and dad. No association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a flu test. It was negative. Period to paragraph on examination. Patient is awake. She's alert. She's oriented for her age. She's very active in the room. She gets a little apprehensive when I approach her. She's sitting on mom's lap through the exam today. Eyes, pupils are equal and round. Ears, there is no tympanic membrane erythema, but there is abundant cerumen in each ear. Due to her activity level, it would be very difficult to do an ear wash on her, so we've recommended that she gets the product known as D-Brox, follows the instructions, and attempts to clear the wax that way manually. Period. New paragraph. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Cerumen in ears, abundant cerumen. However, no impaction. Patient is to get D-Brox over-the-counter medication and use it as directed. They're going to monitor symptoms and then return to clinic if needed.